Something inside of us that we just can't stand it, that we have to have it, that thirst that's for the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. Is that what's in your life tonight?
Amen.
That you thirst for Him more than anything else? Is it more important than anything else? Are you thirsting for a revival in you?
Amen.
Would you like a revival in your heart?
Amen.
You know what a revival does, don't you? My brother Brandon told us, gets all the trash out.
That's right.
He stirs it all up. That's what he's doing right now. He's stirring us all up and getting all the trash out.
Amen.
How many of you gotten rid of trash in the last few weeks?
Right.
I have. I got more trash to get rid of, but I'm getting rid of it, Lord, because I'm going to be somewhere listening.
Amen.
When he calls my name. So that's the revival that he's stirring up in the bride of Jesus Christ, that he is calling forth the bride, getting her ready. And that message, I made a mistake this morning. I wrote that down that I told you, and I want to apologize. I said that it was in 1965. That message was preached in 2015.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amazes me. It's beyond words when you hear Brother Branham bring those messages, and they're just so up to date. The things that he says and what's going on, and what he talks about, the pervert that's going on. I try to write down all the messages we heard today besides thirst. We heard thinking man's filter. We heard being calls to the dean. We heard Satan's Eden, and I don't know ever how many more that he preached to us today. But it all is spiritual food.
Amen.
In due season.
Amen.
And this is the season that that word being alive and living right before us, speaking to the bride of Jesus Christ. And I'm so proud to be standing here with each one of you, a portion of that bride. It's like Brother Branham said, if I had one drop of blood, his blood, what would I do? He says, but how much more to stand here before the purchase of that very blood?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
To think that from the beginning of time, I know I've said that, but it ought to stir our hearts.
Yeah.
It ought to make us so thankful for what we are, who we are, and where we're at today.
Yeah.
That from the beginning of time, they wanted to be right here in this day, to see everything fulfilled before our eyes. When we're seeing things fulfilled, we don't even know about it's happening so quick. I believe that, brothers and sisters. He's truly getting his bride ready in that revival. So may that thirst just be even more in you.
Amen.
It is something as even when Sister Valerie and I went home, she goes, besides that, I'm thirsty. When Brother Brandon says, you know, there's something about that cool water and bubbling over that makes me thirsty.
Amen.
Then when he starts talking about the word, do we thirst for this word? Is there something that's only thing that can satisfy that quench our thirst is this word.
Amen.
And we're so thankful that we're going to be able to hear more of that word tonight.
Amen.
Amen. So we want to go right on into prayer so we can get right into the message tonight. Get ready, and we're just going to ask you to stand once again and go to the Lord in prayer. Such a precious time for us when we go over prayer and to speak to Him. Just ask you to just bow your head once again to meditate upon Him and to think about Him. We have many prayer requests that has been turned in. A lot of sick and needy people. But He answers every prayer. Has He answered your prayer today? Has He given you a closer walk? Do you feel closer to Him tonight than you did this morning? Amen. I do. It's so precious. And to be in His presence is so wonderful. Tonight, Lord, we just want to invite You once again to be with us. And we want to thank You once again, Lord Jesus, for this morning, for being with us. Lord, there's nothing like Your presence. Nothing. It just fills our soul, that You loved us before the foundation of the world. You knew who I was. You called my name, Lord. Oh, Lord, I love You so much. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Lord, Your children that's laying before me here, Lord, they're needy. Each one of us have needs. Lord, we raise our hand up to You. We want to tell You that we love You, Lord. Just meet our needs. Hold it in your heart as we just sing a worship to Him, as we reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
But is there anyone here that wants to be baptized here in the audience? Is there anybody here? Raise your hand. Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's sing that song, Redeemed by Love, to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Redeemed.
Brought him to this pulpit many times. this.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That Holy Spirit's going to come to this pulpit again tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bring us the words of eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord. Let's just sing our national anthem to welcome God's prophet to this pulpit. Just holy. Praying. So it's my privilege to introduce to you God's prophet. God bless you.